We've got Dave Ray with us right now. He's the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Dave, how could that be? I thought, according to the liberals, this wasn't a thing.
Well, Mark, you might want to have your glasses checked, because I think actually there are three hordes coming.
Three hordes?
Probably more. Yeah, it is definitely happening. It was always happening. I don't see how anybody could have questioned whether or not it was happening. There were reporters from the U.S. I know one from Fox News, I think is William LaJeunesse, was actually embedded with the caravans as they've been coming. It's been acknowledged by governments of Central America and Mexico. And right now they're trying to talk the Mexican government into giving them buses so they can come, you know, be in San Diego in the next few days. So it is definitely happening, and it's definitely, you know, could turn into the land version of the Mario boat lift. I mean, this is how the Mario boat lift started from Cuba. It ended up with 125,000 people from Cuba in South Florida in the matter of, you know, a very short time period.
Yeah, but Jim Acosta was willing to go to the mat with the president over the fact that he was wrong to call this an invasion, and how dare you call these poor starving women and children an invading force. And what the president did in response to that, besides pull his press pass, was change the rules on entering the country and declaring asylum. I think that took effect today, right?
Right. Yeah, so what they've said, well, in a nutshell, what was happening oftentimes is that our asylum laws, the standard for claiming asylum is so low that virtually all you have to say are the words political asylum and you're granted entry into the United States. So with that as the background, imagine a scenario where would-be illegal aliens who are trying to sneak into the United States, their backup plan is, well, if I get caught, I'm going to just say political asylum. Then they have to put me through court, you know, allow me into an extensive court proceeding, and will release me. It's the catch and release clause. So they were kind of using that as their fallback policy if their illegal entry plan was foiled. So what the president has done is to say, if you are coming in anywhere other than an official land or airport entryway and ask for political asylum, in other words, if you're caught illegally entering the country, you've negated your asylum claim automatically, and that you will be detained and returned. What he's trying to do is without Congress closing loopholes that absolutely need to be closed, he is trying to do what he can with his executive authority to clamp down on this.
Well, somebody's got to, because legislatively, it's never going to be addressed. There's no way, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or somebody else running the House of Representatives, that they would ever agree to change the language in the existing immigration law.
Well, you know, think of it this way. People gimmicking the system with the asylum, backdoor policy, there are now 1 million people in the country, 1 million cases in the country waiting to be adjudicated.
Wow.
Vast majority, 80 to 90% of these folks will never show up for their hearings. So they say the words political asylum as a way to get in, and then they disappear into the mainstream. The only way they're ever found is if they're, you know, caught by ICE, which a lot of Democrats are trying to abolish, or commit a crime and are end up in our prisons. But the problem is that, a 2012 study by the Center for Immigration Studies found that 65% of new immigrants, when they become citizens, they register to vote Democrat. Now, do I need to say anything else?
No, you don't. And you also, what we need to point out is that in sanctuary cities, they can be held for a crime, ignore ICE detainers, be released into the public, and then come to Springfield, Missouri and murder people. Because that
Absolutely.
Was the headline yesterday.
Yeah, happens all the time,
yeah.
Unfortunately. Maybe that doesn't exist either, according to Bob Acosta. But yeah, we have a real issue here, and we need to nip this in the bud. The president's doing what he can, but with Congress sitting on its hands, there's only so much a president can do. Remember, the president, unlike Obama, he's not a dictator. He's not a... What did Obama say? I'm the president, not the... what word did he use? The emperor?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I mean, and then he went ahead and granted amnesty for 2 million people. So President Trump is doing what he can within the constraints of the law and the Constitution, and we're hopefully going to get Congress to act on it.
Well,
that's a big hope.
Dave Ray, I appreciate your time. FairUS.org, and we'll have you on again soon. Thank you.